The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently minus 12 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Kayla Melocosta. Here are today's headlines. Book your reservations. Restaurants are open. Health workers say, show me the money. Tech businesses say, it needs more workers. As of today, the Quebec government is easing some restrictions. Private gatherings of four people, extracurricular sports, and public events at half capacity will be permitted. Restaurants are also allowed to reopen, and indoor dining will be allowed. Adriana Gentile joins us live from Allo Mococo, Anjou. Adriana, the restaurant has opened for the first time in several weeks. How are things going so far?
At the moment, things seem to be running smoothly. The restaurant reopened its doors to the public at 7 a.m. this morning. Despite feeling overwhelmed, employees are pretty happy about being able to reopen and say it feels good to be back, although they need some time to readjust to the flow in the restaurant. Although there are less clients than usual, there's still a fair number of clients currently eating in the restaurant, and more seem to be coming in slowly. I spoke to Alexandra Thierry, who is the store's manager. She often worries about the clientele and says the unpredictability of the circumstances is very stressful.
We never know what it's going to be. Every time we close, we don't know how it's going to be when we come back. If it's going to be the same, if we're going to have less clients. People are getting annoyed by the COVID thing, but they still want to come.
We've heard about employee shortages. Is that an issue for this restaurant as well?
It's definitely something that they're worried about. Thierry mentioned that she has a lot of staff who are eager to return to work, but now that they're down 50% of their clients, she's concerned because she doesn't want them losing their jobs. For other restaurant employees across the province, many are planning on not returning to their jobs. I spoke to Vice President of Government Affairs, Martin Bezina, and he says that many are planning to look for jobs elsewhere.
In January, we heard from some employees that maybe they want to go work elsewhere because it doesn't work, want to work in a sector that is unstable, that in 5 months you can be on unemployment insurance because government decides to close the dining room.
I imagine that the reopening also comes with a fair amount of challenges.
Yes, of course. The staff has been working hard to prepare for today's reopening, wiping down tables, disinfecting, cleaning, preparing condiments, and strategically placing tables to ensure social distancing. The employees feel it's hard to maintain everything that the government has put on them. They feel clients are getting more and more demanding because they're scared, and it's getting harder for them to follow everything and make everyone happy. If you plan on dining out, be sure to have your vaccination passport and a piece of identification ready for the staff to verify. Keep in mind that a maximum of four people or two bubbles are allowed per table.
Justin Trudeau was scheduled to talk to the Canadian public today, but has announced this morning that he has tested positive for COVID-19. He tweeted this morning that he was feeling fine and will continue to work remotely this week. Last Thursday, he revealed that he would be in isolation for 5 days after one of his kids tested positive for COVID. Trudeau also stated in his tweet that he will be following all public health guidelines and encourages all Canadians to get vaccinated and get boosted. Trudeau is still scheduled to address the public today through a remote news conference. Healthcare workers are getting impatient towards François Legault about the COVID bonus they were supposed to receive. Here is Guillaume Laberge with the story.
After 2 years of working in a pandemic, healthcare workers are exhausted. They are constantly put in situations where they are at risk of catching the COVID-19 and are working even harder now due to the staff shortage in hospitals. Legault has been promising bonuses for healthcare workers for months now, but isn't respecting his promises. Political analyst Robert Frank had this to say about the situation.
When you have a health crisis that's ongoing and entering its third year, it's time to rethink.
Healthcare workers are placed in situations where they have no choice but to work, sometimes pulling 16-hour shifts and working in overtime. to save people, and all they are asking for is a bonus. Some of them received a bonus, like nurse Sira Sulbaran, but she feels like it's not enough.
I personally think it's not enough since we're putting our lives at risk every day at work, but the gesture is appreciated.
Healthcare workers are going to continue manifesting outside today.
A pregnant woman is now on life support at the MUHC after catching COVID-19. Doctors found out early on when the woman was admitted to the hospital that she was unvaccinated. The woman first arrived at the Jewish General Hospital and was immediately placed in the ICU and was put on a ventilator. Her health continued to deteriorate, and as a result, doctors had to perform an emergency C-section and deliver the baby 2 months before the due date. The baby remains in the NICU as the mother remains on life support. Canada's immigration system continuously fails to meet many people's expectations. COVID-19 forced many in-person immigration processes to convert online, which created massive delays. The government supposedly announced modernizing measures for better client experience. Reporter Matthew Skelhorn has the details. Matthew, how important is it for the Canadian immigration system to improve?
Canada has been one of the most popular countries for refugees and immigrants from across the globe. COVID-19, however, is hindering applicants from entering the country. Therefore, it's impossible for immigrants to contribute to the Canadian economy. Per Canadian Immigration Minister Fraser, it is extremely important to get outsiders that want to come to Canada to actually be able to.
And the last 2 years in particular have underscored just how crucial immigration is to Canada and to our communities. Newcomers are key to addressing the labor shortage that Canada faces and to building back stronger from the pandemic.
So, are there any changes that will be made in order to speed up the immigration progress?
The short answer is yes. For many years, newcomers had to deal with a tremendous amount of paperwork and waiting times. The past 2 years have made things from bad to worse, though. However, the minister officially announced a revolutionizing process that can prevent timely issues.
The second is new functionalities that have recently come online or will be coming online soon as part of our effort to transform Canada's immigration into a modern and digital platform.
When will this so-called modernization happen?
It should be this summer. The minister also said that the digital platform will be funded by the $85 million allocated in Canada's 2021 budget. Despite these changes, though, there are still approximately 1.8 million immigrants and refugees exhaustedly waiting for answers from the Canadian government. Perhaps the move toward completely online portals can reduce the delay times and make it easier for both the government and the newcomers.
Thank you, Matthew. January 30th to February 5th is Suicide Prevention Week in Quebec. The 32nd National Prevention Week embraces everyone in need of help to talk about suicide and what they can do to help others. The campaign, Talking About Suicide Saves Lives, focuses on suicide prevention and making sure that tools are available on multiple platforms in Quebec. According to a study that was conducted by the National Institute of Public Health that was published today, the suicide mortality rate is stabilized in Quebec right now, despite the pandemic. A recent study from BDC, the Bank for Canadian Entrepreneurs, has shown the growing values of technology for small and medium businesses in 2022. Uyen Nguyen has been following the story for us. Uyen, it's an optimistic report, but there is a big problem out there.
There is one of the main key that BDC was highlighting in their research regarding the shortage of workforce in the industry. 55% of technology entrepreneurs have been dealing with the difficulty to find and reach out to the potential candidate for their employees' positions. And Aki Titakov, Donglugu Executive Director, has something to say about those situations.
The issue is that Quebec, even before COVID, there was always a serious labor shortage right across the board in the economy. Technology certainly has a growing demand. And so technology is certainly very affected by the labor shortage. But again, it's it's even before COVID, we were having this problem. Now it's even more intensified, and they're saying that there's going to be a 1.2 million vacancies over the next 10 years that Quebec will need to fill. So it's very much a job seekers market right across the board.
Are there any solutions to deal with the shortage?
T-Taco actually pointed out in our interview about the problem regarding the language barrier in the province of Quebec itself. There's actually many technology entrepreneur from outside of the province, so it's something has to deal with, and the government may have built some job match in order to match the skilled worker with the job industry and to the entrepreneur themselves.
Uyen, there's a good reason for the worker shortage. The industry is growing very quickly.
Indeed, in the research, they have pointed out about 30% of small and medium-sized business that have the plan to invest in technology software. And also within 2022, there is expecting the growth in the tech sector to be as of 5.3%. And in the past 10 years, there's a three times that the technology companies have experienced their annual sales growth as of 5% or even more.
Canada secured a major upset in the World Cup of Soccer. Carey Price speaks publicly for the first time this season, while the Habs fold once again. While the Bengals and Rams are Super Bowl bound, here is Daniel Scheer with all your sports news.
Miller can play this long now. Adekubi in behind. The ball holds up. He's going to take it himself. Sam Adekubi!
Canada defeated the U.S. in their quest to qualify for the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. Kyle Larin got the scoring started in the 7th minute and became the Canadian men's national soccer team's all-time leading scorer. Sam Adekubi sealed the victory when he scored in the 95th minute to continue Canada's unbeaten streak. They are set to play El Salvador next on February 2nd. Carey Price spoke to the media yesterday to discuss his plans on trying to make a comeback as the season goes on. Although he's making progress and starting skating on his own, he knows nothing is guaranteed.
You never know. There's always a possibility. There's a lot going on over the next couple of weeks that'll determine the rest of my season. So I'm obviously a little bit anxious myself, but to find out some answers. So I don't have them right now, but we'll find out soon enough.
Whatever Carey Price said last night didn't seem to work, as the Canadians lost to the Blue Jackets 6-4 in Montreal.
Columbus coming in numbers. Sillinger with Jenner. Shoot, scores! What a turn of events as Cole Sillinger snipe show. He buries it, his 7th of the season. Wow, what a third.
The Habs allowed at least 5 goals for the 4th straight game, as their defensive woes continue to be a huge cause for concern. The All-Star break couldn't have come sooner, as the Canadians' next game is Tuesday, February 8th in Montreal against the Devils. For the first time in 3 seasons, we have a new team representing the AFC in the Super Bowl, as the Bengals took down the AFC powerhouse Kansas City Chiefs.
From 31 yards, McPherson, and Cincinnati is heading to the Super Bowl!
The Bengals will be facing the Los Angeles Rams in Super Bowl 56. The Rams beat the 49ers 20-17 in Los Angeles thanks to big games from Matt Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and Odell Beckham Jr. The Super Bowl is set to take place February 13th in LA. That's it for sports.
Today is the last day in January, but it is also Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. If you happen to have bubble wrap laying around your household, today would be the day to take it out and appreciate the texture and satisfying popping noise of the bubbles in this commonly used packaging material. This week, we will have a break of this cold weather in the middle of the week, where we are expecting the temperature to reach above the freezing point, with 15 to 20 centimeters expected on Thursday. Skiers will certainly have fun this weekend, even if we are expecting the temperature to drop back to minus 14 for the first weekend of February. That's your news for 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Kayla Melacosta.